Not that cricket. Hello there, it's the Clubhouse Ed podcast. The name is Larry Quiderai, and you are listening to this edition of the podcast, a quick edition of the podcast, brought to you in partnership with Skynash. Skynash, where you can get your phones and every gadget that you want, whether it's Android or Apple-based. Now, what's just happened right now is that Zimbabwe's domestic season as far as red ball cricket just ended just a couple of weeks ago, and the presentation ceremony took place at Harare Sports Club on the side of the T20 tournament that has taken place. Of course, the T20 tournament is running until the 9th of March, and on the 9th of March is Holy 10 performing, but that's not why I'm here. I just had a quick chat with the chairman of Zimbabwe Cricket, Thabang Mkhuhlane, and the Honourable Thabang Mkhuhlane had this to say.
Hi, it's Alex Lees here, Durham cricketer, and you're listening to Clubhouse End podcast.
So we've just seen the presentation of another Logan Cup. It's done. Must be excited.
Very excited. It's good to see the boys scoring runs, breaking records, and another season gone by.
And we also had the inclusion of the Pakistani players. That must have added a lot to the development of a lot of the young players.
Very important part of the growth of the game, to bring players from other countries. You know, they'll test our bowlers, our batsmen, which is very, very good.
And then looking at that, also some of your, you did mention some of the runs being scored, but you're talking about big runs, especially from young players. What does that say for the development of red ball cricket in Zimbabwe?
Well, you know, everyone has been complaining about the quality and level of our domestic, and you can see that the boys are pushing themselves to to score big runs and, you know, get wickets. That goes to show that the domestic setup is improving. We have said that it's work in progress, and it's good to see the result that we are seeing now.
And there's a big test coming next year. Is this the good time to start? Do you believe this is now part of that journey, so that you can be ready for the England test?
Certainly. These are the baby steps that we are taking in preparation for that big test in England, 2025.
I mean, some people say we're having red ball cricket, but not quite enough white ball cricket for a team, for a country that plays a lot of white ball more than red ball. What do you say to that?
For us, we still feel the longer version of the game is important for the development of the players. To get good players, we should have the longer version of the game. That's why you see we are the test nation in England, and even in our current cycle, we've got six or five test matches that are going to be played.
And then you've got Durham coming back again. What does that say about is that in the continued thawing of the relationship between Zimbabwe and England?
Certainly. Our relations with the ECB it is now at a better level. I mean, Durham is coming for the second time. We look forward for other counties to be coming. And of course, the A-side will be touring England, and then of course, the test match. So yes, it's a good sign. The relationship is growing.
Obviously a disappointment for not qualifying for the World Cup, but should fans expect a lot more cricket this year?
Certainly very disappointed. We should be going to the US and the West Indies. But it's hot. It gives us time to rearrange and regroup and refocus for the World Cup that is coming to us in 2027.
Okay, all the best.
Thank you.
Cheers.
So that's my chat with Honourable Thabang Mkhuhlane, who is the Zimbabwe Cricket Chairman. Yeah, and some very exciting insights there. Certainly, you know, the preparation for cricket, and there's the cycle that he talks about, got six matches. Hopefully that's before, I don't know if that counts the big match that is happening, England next year, Zimbabwe touring England, but he threw it in there that Zimbabwe A is touring England in a couple of weeks, or it should be weeks or months, but yeah, very soon. But it's in this northern summer right now where they're going to play some matches and get some preparation and that sort of thing. So exciting times, the improvement of domestic cricket is talking about that. And some people have been having various conversations about it, saying that, look, is it really an improvement or what's really going on? Yeah, well, you know, have your say. Just go to our socials at Three Men on a Boat. That's on Twitter, on Facebook at Three Men on a Boat. And that's all in letters, by the way. And on Instagram at 3mob.com. Three is a digit, MOBDOTCOM. And then on TikTok as 3mobTV. And of course, check us out, 3mob.com, 3-mob.com. That is on YouTube. And the website, 3-mob.com. That's where you get all the updates that you want. Remember, there is the domestic T20 competition that is happening, and updates will be coming in partnership with SkyNash. SkyNash, where you can get all your phones and accessories, your phones and stuff like that, that's coming out of Harare at the moment. My name is Lada Kwiradai. As I say, from where I come from, Asilwe Sasebenza. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.